Republican opponents are sending signals that Chuck Hagel's bid to become defense secretary will probably come to an up or down vote soon in the Senate. That's unless more information that's damaging to the nominee surfaces in the coming week. Now, part of the reason Hagel's confirmation is being delayed until after President's Day recess is Arizona Senator John McCain.
Well, we'll dive into that a little deeper with Rachel Smolkin, Deputy Managing Editor for Politico. Hiya, Rachel.
Hi, happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day. So McCain was originally not going to help delay the confirmation vote. What changed here?
That's right. Some very interesting reporting on our site by David Rogers, who found that his friend, that is McCain's friend, Senator Lindsey Graham, came to McCain's office late Wednesday afternoon and basically turned him around, made a pitch to give Graham a little extra time with this, which McCain did. Hagel came up one vote short of the 60 he needed to move forward on the Senate floor last week. And now, as you said, that vote is delayed at least until after this week-long recess.
So who is hurt by all this and who's helped?
It's hard to tell. Republicans are at risk of overplaying their hand. This has been a rocky confirmation for the White House. They knew going in it would be a rocky confirmation. Maybe didn't quite foresee the trouble that Hagel was going to have in his nomination hearing. That was a little rockier maybe than expected. But they knew this would be a tough one. It was one that President Obama really wanted, and they moved forward with it, even knowing it would be hard. So Republicans, as expected, are throwing up some roadblocks. They have to be a little bit careful about looking like they're just being obstructionist. And in fact, you saw Senator McCain over the weekend a little bit more restrained, saying that he is my friend, still saying I don't believe he's qualified, but then going on to say we shouldn't hold up his nomination any further.
Are the Republicans worried that this could sort of blow up on them?
They are worried, which is one reason you're beginning to hear signals that, okay, let's give it a week, and, you know, when we come back, it's going to be time to move forward up or down. At this point, it does look like Hagel will ultimately be confirmed. It's a little bit of a question, an open question about how weakened he may be. He'll have very soured relations with the Hill, and a lot of relations with the Hill still to come, still to play out. We have the big sequester fight looming. But it does look like he'll move forward, and there is a question at this point about what the real end game is for Republicans.
Okay, Rachel, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Rachel Smolkin is Deputy Managing Editor for Politico, and for more news, check out politico.com.